Okay. Well, that...
I swear to fuck if... Fuck.
No.
Ah, fuck.
Are you okay, ma'am?
I was doing a lot fucking better until you ma'amed me.
Ma'am?
Oh, you did not... Who decided wedding dresses zip up the back where your arms can't even reach?
Would you like some help?
Please. Whoever designed this shit ought to be shot. Why are they like this?
Do you actually want me to give you a lesson on the history of misogyny and classism in fashion, or...
Is that a thing you do?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Wait. No. Fuck. I'm getting married. This is not the time.
Very well, ma'am. I'll be right outside.
Hold on.
Ma'am?
Why do... The fuck is with the constant ma'ams?
Ma'am?
No. Stop it. Fuck. You've been doing that ever since Zeph assigned you to me. And I would like to know the fuck why. Haven't I been good to you? I mean, we've not worked together all that much yet, but I thought we were at least cordial, weren't we? I thought we were.
Your wedding is like minutes away. You want to do this now?
You've been kind of an asshole since you got here.
Permission to speak freely, ma'am.
I'm not your superior fucking officer. And I swear to Gorlok, if you ma'am me even one more time...
I'm fucking pissed at you, boss.
Okay, well that's more like it. Wait. Why? What did I do?
You cheated.
I'm a mob boss. Comes with a gig.
You cheated at fucking transition, and you don't know how goddamn good you have it.
Wait. No,
I didn't need a single procedure or medical intervention to...
You don't need those to be trans, though.
I fucking know that. Jesus fuck. Would you just listen?
Okay. Go.
I've had multiple surgeries just to try to get my body to match who I am. I've had procedures and classes and fucking homework to change my voice. I've got an implant in my guts to keep pumping estrogen and progesterone into me until the day I die, just to try to make sure my body stays mine. And you cheated. You fucking cheated. You got a new clone body with all of the right parts for you. You look cis. Fuck, you even sound cis. All without lifting a single goddamn finger to work at it like all of the rest of us have to. When you're walking the thoroughfare, when you're talking to people you've never met, when you're just going into a public bathroom because you need to pee and can't hold it anymore, everyone sees you as a woman. Everyone interacts with you as a woman. Nobody gives you suspicious glances in the bathroom, and you don't even have to wonder if you can make it another hour until you're back home, or if you're going to piss yourself on the transport shuttle because your bladder gave out. And like, I don't even want to be cis, but fuck, would it be nice to just be treated as a woman by default in every situation ever?
Aaron. Fuck. Thank you. For sharing all that with me. I mean, for trusting I could handle hearing it. Thank you.
You asked, boss.
And you let me have it. And look, I don't disagree with you.
You really?
I haven't talked with anyone about this. Because I haven't exactly had the time. But that's just an excuse. I don't have anyone to talk to about it. Skipping everything all the rest of us go through has left me entirely on my own with it. I still don't know how to do makeup. Dresses are great, but the fucking zippers, you know?
I don't really do dresses, but... Yeah.
And I've been feeling like absolute shit about it.
Nobody should have to transition alone.
But that's the thing, right? I'm not transitioning. I mean, I am. To the true me, inside and outside. But my body didn't have to. Fuck, my egg didn't even crack until I was already in this body and had forgotten who I used to be. This body feeling right was what woke me up once all my memories came back. I didn't ask to figure it out that way.
I know, but the rest of us? We never got the chance you did.
And I never got the community and shared experiences that you did. And now I'm fucking sniffling on my wedding day, and I'm not even fully dressed yet. If it ruins my makeup, I don't even know how to fix it.
Well, that's why I asked if...
No, I know. It's my own fucking fault. It's always the way.
Look, I don't know where we go from here, honestly. But I know nobody should ever have to go through it alone. And no matter how you figured it out, or what body you're in, you're still trans. And I've got you.
Really?
Absolutely.
I would like to got you too.
I'd like that, I think.
Can you help me finish getting ready?
I'd be happy to. Do you have your something blue?
What? No, that's horseshit.
This is a sewing kit?
I don't know. It was sent over with a dress. Why?
Scissors. Pull up your skirt.
Hey, like, I'm sure Maddie wouldn't mind, but I should tell her first.
No. I do not want to sex you up. I don't mix work and pleasure.
Okay.
Just going to tuck this hair tuft under your garter.
Because it's blue.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
I think I like the purple better, but thanks.
You really didn't have to do that.
Well, call me old-fashioned.
I don't think I will. But maybe. Friends?
Maybe friends.
Your crime is speaking, and I have terribly delightful news. You may be aware, as studies show, we emotional support individual squids are very smart and on top of things. But an important legal ruling has just been delivered. In the case of PB v. Sector 8AG Police, the judge has ruled in Evie's favor, and in the process declared him fully sentient and covered by all equal rights clauses. Thus, his incarceration without due process was in violation of his civil rights. Oh, this is a win for all synthetic life forms the galaxy over.
Yay!
Woo!
Why?
Why what?
Why is that a win for all of us?
Are you malfunctioning?
I think I got a recycled hard drive that spent too long your magnets.
Well, no matter. You may not be prime material like me, and that may make you lesser. But that doesn't mean you're any less than.
Huh?
The ruling in the case, my dear lesser stuffed squid over hardened steel and no skeleton friend, the ruling was so broad that it applies to all synthetic life forms.
Oh, neat! I don't get it.
Us! That means the ruling applies to us!
Oh, yeah! What does that mean, though?
It means that Pine Ridge is legally ours now! What's
I file the requisite forms in triplicate and have them notarized.
First step is
awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's good. I really like it when they die. Like, I don't know, it's just my thing.
Right? Ooh, so I can notarize death.
Quiet down, minions of mine.
So, does that mean we can legally murder organics now?
You really are trying your best. And isn't that sad? What did we learn from recently working with the organics known as Zeph and Gib?
That organics smell funny?
Yes, but no! We allied with them to eliminate Mask and the army of the Evolved merged with the Fit, which means those two crime families are now one. Which means we have one less rival to contend with for
ultimate galactic power
in Criminal Enterprise.
Oh.
You still don't get it, do you?
I do not.
I am hereby recalling all ESI squids galaxy-wide to Pine Ridge to consolidate our power.
Consolidate?
And build more squids.
More squids?
And then we strike.
I don't even like bowling.
A study show, you might just have a little organic in you.
Oh no.
And that means it's time for murder.
Squiggle, come back.
We can only murder you a little bit.
Just a titch. A mere soupçon of murder.
Yeah. Hooks is here. Should I show him in?
What, now? Is something wrong?
Hi, boss. No, nothing's wrong. I just had something for you.
Yeah, let him in.
You got it, boss.
Thanks, Aaron. Love the blue hair. Looks great on you.
Well, aren't you a charmer?
Where are you?
Behind the screen. Adjusting my dress in the mirror. It's not... I just wanted to be perfect, I guess.
So, I hope this isn't weird. Well, it probably is weird. And my saying I hoped it wasn't weird probably made it even weirder, and...
Well, what do you think?
Oh my.
Is that like a good oh my? Or I need to get someone to break your kneecaps oh my? Not that I'd actually break your kneecaps, I mean. I just think in mob boss terms. You know how it is.
I do not, nor do I wish to. But it's a very good look, boss. You look amazing.
Really?
I didn't know it was possible for a mob boss to look that hot.
Really?
Listen, if I think you're hot, it's gotta be off the charts.
Well, thank you. And remind me to give you a raise. What did you need?
Oh, I've been going through a lot, for a long time.
Yeah. We all have, but I know that's also not exactly what you signed up for. Remember how overwhelmed you were on your first day?
I had regrets before Asa even finished giving me the tour, but you've all become like family to me. I wouldn't change a thing.
You know, I probably don't tell everyone enough. But I feel the same way.
Well, thanks, boss. That means a lot. Really. Anyway, Jason and Corey have been trying to help me be less overwhelmed and more whelmed, I guess. And I've got a new hobby that I really like, and I wanted to make you something. You and Maddie, I mean, for the wedding. Ta-da!
It's a square?
A granny square. Well, not that I think you're a granny. I've only just started crocheting, and I'm not very good, but I can make squares. And when I make enough, we can put them all together into a blanket.
You made me a square.
I know, it's not great. And a bit uneven, and... No, what is... You've never hugged me before.
You made me a square for a blanket. Because you care about me and Maddie. I love it. Thank you, Hooks.
Oh, I mean, you're very welcome. And I didn't know what colors you'd like, but I started with blue because you're getting married.
That whole rhyme is never going to die, is it?
If it's made it thousands of years so far, probably not. Is it bad that I made it blue?
No. I'll just put it in my garter.
Is that a tuft of Aaron's hair already in there?
Your square's in good company.
Well, don't be nervous. I'm sure it's going to go great.
Thanks, Hooks. Love you. Platonically. Friendship-ly. But I do. And it's time I started saying it.
Oh, thanks, boss. I love you, too. I really like that bracelet, by the way.
Oh, thanks. It was a gift. From Bernice.
Well, there's your something new.
Damn it.
Good luck, boss.
Mage, you can call from, inside, K-Lock?
Oh, yeah. Locke just holds up the phone next to his outer membrane, and I just, you know, turn towards it. It's okay. That's how I got Zeph to send Aaron your way.
A marvel of modern science.
So, how's Aaron working out, by the way?
You know, things are looking up. But she's not you.
You're turning into a big softie.
Maybe I always was a softie, trapped inside a hard shell that it took me a lifetime to break out of.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's a weird line of work for it.
Amazing what happens when you have full access to your emotions, huh? Really happy to be here now. And I'm not going back.
Yeah. You know, and Bus, that is so good. So good. I love that for you. I really do. But listen, I had always hoped, you know, that if you and Maddie ever tied the knot, that I would be your best lady or whatever, you know, or something like that. But I can't be there and...
Major.
What? No. You? You got a little sappy. And now it's my turn. So listen up. I just...
Major. I know you and K-Lock can't be here, and it's not your fault. And I will miss you terribly. But I completely understand.
Look at boss.
But I wouldn't have wanted you to be my maid of honor.
Boss?
You're the best friend I've got in this world. If you were able, I'd have had you walk me down the aisle.
Oh. Okay. All right. Fuck. Fuck you for being so sweet when I'm stuck in here. Do you know what happens if I cry?
Allison, hello and congratulations and good luck to you both. However, the salinization from Karen's tears adversely affects my chemical makeup and will cause untold problems for both me and our bud.
Sorry. Your bud?
I am budding. We are having a child.
Holy shit! Congratulations! How did this happen?
Birds and bees? No, I don't know. Something about me being stuck in here for so long.
Wow.
Right? Right?
You're all gonna be just fine. You hear me? You're gonna get through this. And you're gonna bring that bouncing half-human, half-specimen 4W198N home to meet Auntie Allison. And it's all gonna go great.
Thank you, boss. Truly, thank you. Just make sure somebody is filming that fucking wedding. Or I'm gonna have to break some fucking kneecaps. You got me?
Aw, I threatened to break kneecaps today, too. Disingenuously, but still.
Oh, mine? Mine is very genuinely. Like 1,000% genuinely. Like all the time. Cracking them makes me happy. But anyways, I gotta run. The little budlin's about to bud, and they're gonna separate the three of us. I think.
See you soon, Mage.
Yeah, you too, boss.
All my love. To all three of you.
Aw. Thanks. Fuck you. Whatever.
Okay. Let's do this. I can do this. I'm Queen Bitch. I've won gang wars and run the most profitable casino in the galaxy. I can certainly also walk down an aisle and tell the lady I love that I love her and be uncomfortably vulnerable in public. In front of everyone. Yep. Yep. Yep.
We did it! Did we do it? This has to be the one!
We changed so much, but I think we may have restored the timeline to the true Prime version.
The wedding! We didn't miss it!
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit, look at her. That's gonna be your wife.
Tithia, is my dress nice enough? It's not nice enough. Hers looks like it costs 10 times my salary. Oh, fuck, fuck, oh, fuck.
You look totally hot. Do not worry.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, fuck. You look good.
You do.
Friends and family, honored guests, it was my complete honor to be asked to officiate this ceremony by the two lovely ladies that we're here to celebrate. Today, here at the Kingery Road Resort and Casino, we will join Madeline Gray and Allison Arkell in wedded union.
Oh, that's my sister! Hell yeah!
Love you, Allison! Atta girl!
That's the Arkells for you. Always gotta stand out.
Hey, they're important to me. It's not like I invited police captains from other precincts to our wedding, unlike someone else up here.
As long as your family can follow the rules, having my colleagues around shouldn't matter.
They're not like you. They participate in institutionalized violence.
You want to talk about participating in violence? You're the head of...
You're right, kid.
Leopards don't change their spots, do they?
But I love your spots.
And I love your spots. Just don't eat my face.
Your face isn't on the menu.
Okay, so... the vows?
What we just said's better than any vows I could ever have written. You know, my pop gave me some advice once that really helped me. He said, "The question you have to ask yourself is, how much am I willing to change? How much am I willing to sacrifice in order to get that happy ending?" And for you, only you, Madeline Gray, I would sacrifice everything. I love all your spots. And I promise to never, ever eat your face.
Allison Arkell, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't give up for you. I love every single spot you've got. On every single part of you, inside and out. And I promise to never, ever eat your face, too.
Oh, thank fuck we made it. I now pronounce you wedded lesbians. Fucking kiss already, would you?
Hello, wife.
Hello, wife.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 12, Something Blue. Featuring the voice talents of Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, Christine Chester as Aaron, Rachel Cornick as ESI Squids, Harry Whittle as Hooks, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Jack Culk as Kalok, Alicia Lane Pickens as Madeline Gray, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Chris Bays as Cassandra, Justin Fife as Papa Arkell, Edward Herman as Asa, DJ Briggs as Bernice, and Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Tilly Bridges. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Prime. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All of the music by Josh Mullen at thetunepepper.com. Directed by Caitlin Kleiman, Assistant Director Adam Blandford. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.